Welcome to the Agape Podcast, the podcast about Christ's unconditional love, otherwise known as Agape. I'm your host, Liv, and let's get started into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Agape Podcast. It's Liv, and today we're going to be talking about Joy Comes in the Morning. So let's get into it. So I'll be reading out of Psalms 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may spend the night, but there is joy in the morning. So when I read this passage, and towards the end, it says, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. The weeping may tarry for the night. I think about the darkness in the world and all like the sadness. Because honestly, there's so much of that in the world right now. Things are not as they should be, because remember, we live in a fallen world full of sin. And there's people out there today, and they're mourning over people they've lost, or they've been hurt, and you could just go on and on forever and get even more specific with the reasoning of why they're in this state of grief or sadness. And that may be you right now. I don't know. I have been in that situation too. But ultimately, I'm sure we have all experienced some sort of feeling similar to that. Some sort of feeling of depression or sadness. And you're probably like, when is this going to end? I feel like I'm in, like, the deepest hole ever. I'm never going to get out. I'm never going to see the light of day again. That's what it feels like, right? But when you read the next part, it says, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So you see, sorrow will not have the last word in your life. Sickness and disease will not have the last word in your life. You want to know how I know that? I know that because Jesus always has last word. So that means if Jesus has the last word, that means life has the last word. And that means salvation has the last word. And that means hope has the last word. That's why a few verses later, in Psalm 30, I think it's verse 11, the psalmist says, you've turned mourning to dancing. You've loosened my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may see in your place and not be silent. So that I can sing to you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. So, with that today, I tell you this, whether you're in a dark, hard time right now, or maybe that time will come in the future, just know this, that sorrow, that pain, that is all temporary. Along with that, another one of the things that gives me hope in my life is knowing that one day all this sickness, disease, pain, and all that, like, it will be permanently gone forever once we go to heaven. Revelation 21:4 says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no longer. Grief, crying, and pain will no longer exist because the previous things have passed away. When that day comes, it will be no more. Once you're in heaven and once Jesus comes back. You see, if you don't know if you're going to heaven or you don't know Jesus, I'm about to tell you how you can today. You see, God created man and woman in His image. Right? And so, we fell short of that glory and we sinned. And God cannot be around sin. Sin is anything we think, do, or say that goes against Him, God, and He just can't be around it because He's holy. And so God sent us a redemption. He sent Jesus down to earth in human form to die on a cross and with a horrible death, crazy amounts of pain to die for us, for our sins. So that would be the ultimate punishment for all our sins. And that if we... You know what? He didn't stay dead. No. He rose again from the grave on the third day. And now He lives in heaven. And now, all we have to do to be able to have a personal relationship with God and know that we get to go to heaven when we die is to... All I have to do is just say a simple prayer like this. If you really do need to say this prayer, all you have to do is repeat after me. So bow your head, close your eyes. Dear God, I know I've sinned against You. And that I'm a sinner. But I believe that You sent Your Son Jesus to die a death on the cross that I deserve to die. He was buried. He was raised again on the third day. Please forgive me where I sin. Come into my life and make me clean. Lord, thank You for coming into my life. I want to live for You. And now, I'll pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer, I'm so happy for you. Welcome to the family. If you did say that prayer, I would highly recommend that you tell someone that you know you can trust with that and tell them you got saved. So that's the end of this episode. I hope y'all make sure to check out our social media, which I have linked in the description down below. And that y'all have a great and wonderful rest of your day or night, wherever you are in the world. Bye!